In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the government of the United States shut down in the early hours of this morning, interrupting the lives of so many citizens of this land, including hundreds of thousands of federal workers, and shutting down thousands of government agencies and government programs that many of our people depend on. And so as we gather here this evening, those of you in the pews and those of you who are with us online this evening, I believe that it's appropriate for us to begin with the simple word of prayer. Let us pray. O God, you created us to do your will in everything. Send down your favor upon those people known and unknown to us who have been suddenly furloughed from their jobs without pay. Keep us from feeling the need to take sides in this time that will get more and more difficult if the days reach on. Come to us, O God, and unite us as the people of the world watch. May we serve your good purpose in harmony and understanding for those, whoever they are, as their lives are thrown into turmoil. Amen. And so here we are, among the people who are living closest to the seat of our national government, people in Maryland and people in Virginia, so many of whom are employed by the government. So we begin this moment by praying for unity. Not political unity. There's nothing political intended. We certainly don't all think alike about what happens every day, nor do we need to. But we do respond to those people who are affected and those who will be in need in order to express our concern for them. In this evening's gospel, Jesus says, "Everyone who hears me and acts on what I say will be like a wise person whose house is built on a rock, on stable ground. The rains fall," Jesus says, "and the storms blow, and the floods come. And they all beat at that house, but it does not fall because it's built upon the rock." And the idea in both the Old Testament and the New Testament for the nation of Israel was that the rock of Israel was God Almighty. And in the New Testament, it was, of course, Jesus the Christ. Jesus, who said, "Everyone who hears what I say and puts it into practice is like a wise person that builds their house on sturdy ground." Well, the rock, no matter how you describe it, is the foundation upon which this nation was built. St. Paul's letter that Mike read just moments ago to the Colossians, he read these words of Paul: "I invite you all now, in order that you might have courage, that you might work together in love, because in doing so, you will come to know God's greatest secret, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul says he is the key to living each day of this life. Through tough times, he is the key to keep us going on. And he is the key to all of our tomorrows forever and ever. And then Paul says to the people living there, he gives them this keen advice. Do not let those who rule over you give you false ideas or try to deceive you. For even though I am absent from you, Jesus, Paul says to the Colossians, even though I am not able to be with you right now, I want you to stand together and show your commitment to faith in Jesus Christ. Well, as a person of faith and as a pastor, and with God's help, I believe that we can and will come together in this country once again as we move beyond this issue, this current issue that divides the men and women who serve in our Congress. Nothing in this world is ever perfect. We're imperfect people, and we're in many ways an imperfect nation. But because you and I have built our lives upon a rock that in our case is Jesus Christ, I believe that we are strong, we are sturdy enough to withstand the storms that come into our time and attempt to disrupt and more and more lately to upset us. And so as we wade through yet another awkward time in our country, we're invited to remember the teachings of Jesus and the teachings of St. Paul. And we're invited to respect one another's opinions. And if we differ, we must differ respectfully across our differences as the people of God that we are. We must always act with humility toward one another. For we are, in fact, and always have been one nation under God. We know God's great secret, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So let us be at peace with one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.